We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sam, I'm not going to get into the whole story, but as I introduce Karen, let me just say first, good morning. Hope you're well, and that I apologize, because as I was checking things, I had to make a call to confirm today, and for the first time ever, I spoke to Karen's husband.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know she had a husband. I didn't even know. It's like, I didn't even really think about it, you know, and... She ain't got to put a burst of life on our show. I get that, but I just didn't expect. She's never, all the times we call her.
But guess what? Guess what? She wakes up in the morning. She probably doesn't wake him up, just like we don't wake our wives up or try not to wake them up when we're on this time of day. Right?
Yeah, true. And he also works in media, and so, you know, we have all crazy hours. So we're used, you know, we're used to it. Phone calls in the middle of the night, this, that, you know. But
Sam, it was that second of when I called Karen's number, never hearing any other voice but Karen, and a dude picked up. Okay, then there was that, you know, I was very respectful and introduced to, you know, told him who I was and why, but it was that, yeah, who's this? who is this? it was like back to my single days all over again. Getting called around. Who is this? So Karen, I apologize. Tell him, you know, I'm sure he's laughing about it. Y'all laugh about it afterwards, but I was Ralph Kramden there for a minute. I was hamina, 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 hamina. Sam, go ahead.
Way to go, Greg. Nice going. Real nice going. With that introduction, Karen, thank you for joining us this morning.
That is the most bizarre introduction I've ever had, I must say.
This is a big day. This is a day we've been waiting for all year. And, you know, pretty much the tennis tour will, I won't say shut down, but it probably will kind of shut down for a lot of players after this major is done. And what a way to go out if we get the match we think we're going to see today between Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal.
Yep. Today, history is going to be made in several ways. If Nadal wins, he'll tie Roger Federer for most number of major titles of 20. If Djokovic wins, he will have 18 and just basically right behind Nadal. But also, if Djokovic wins today, he will be the first of the big three to have at least two of each one of the major titles. So he'll have a two Grand Slam box sets in a way. I mean, it's just history on all levels.
Yeah, well, I still don't like him, and I want a dollar win. How do you break down this particular? Sam and I were talking earlier about the Georgia-Alabama game next week, and there's no real way to intelligently break it down, because when those two programs get together, it's usually intangibles that get to victory. You can't make a clear-cut statement about Alabama's going to beat Georgia and because of this, this, and that, and the same thing. The same thing with Georgia against Alabama. So I'm saying to you, when these two guys get together, I mean, we've seen these pairings before in all of sports, but in tennis too. You'd expect this one to win. How do you let somebody know what you think is going to happen in this one?
Yeah, this is a tough one. I mean, Djokovic, he's been playing so well. I mean, essentially, he hasn't lost on court, with the exception of being defaulted at the U.S. Open here. And He leaves Nadal head-to-head 29-26. However, on clay, Nadal leads him 17-7, okay? And this is Nadal going for his 13th French Open title, 13th. I mean, clay runs through Rafa's veins. Personally, my heart says Nadal, but my head says Djokovic. So if I really make a prediction, I'll be bad luck for somebody. But I don't know. This is a tough one. I guess I'm gonna have to go with Djokovic. He's just been playing so well. I guess I have to pick him. But you know, it's tough to pick against someone who's won every French Open final that they've been in. I mean, Nadal is 12-0 in the final.
Sam, listen, I know you want to jump in, but listen, if I had to find something to hang my hat onto, I personally think the intangible in this match, in this sporting event, is the heart of Nadal versus Djokovic. Mm-hmm. Because they always say you can't measure heart, and I just think at this point, as you said, Djokovic has been playing better, but Nadal, you ain't coming into my house while I'm still got my Popeye arm and take it from me. And I just think the heart is what's going to be the deciding factor. And Sam, how about you?
Well, I was going to ask Karen about this. You know, that's true for Rafa's spot, but what about the Joker knowing that he let one get away in New York? And, Greg, we talk about how Karen called it that morning before the final. The only thing that can stop Novak Djokovic is Novak Djokovic. And he went right out and did it. This is his other chance.
I know. And I think, you know, as I was saying after that default, I was on another program, I will say. I was saying that Djokovic is going to be driven. He's going to be angry and put all that effort into every match he plays, especially at Roland Garros, because of what happened at the U.S. Open, because he basically lost a chance to win another major at the U.S. Open, because, frankly, who was going to beat him there? I don't think anybody. So he definitely is going to be out for vengeance in a way, just to say, listen, you guys took a U.S. Open title from me with that default. I'm going to get this one. So yeah, he's going to be driven today. It's going to be something special. I really do think this match is going five sets. I really do, really do.
We're spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Karen Fitzstainer, Tennis Panorama News. You can follow her on Twitter. She is social at Tennis News TPN, at Tennis News TPN. She keeps you up to date on everything. And Karen, this is a way, I guess, if we shut things down for the rest of the year, this is a great way to go out on the men's side. On the women's side, my goodness, what a toss-up. We get an unseeded player winning the French Open women's title. Talk about what that does. Summing up the women's tour as we get set to, I won't say hibernate for a couple of months until we get to Australia, but to go out with an unseeded player winning the women's title.
And say her name slowly because I can't pronounce it.
Iga Swiatek.
Gesundheit.
Okay.
Yes, although, you know, coming into the tournament, she's ranked 54 in the world. She comes out being in the top 20, number 17. Last year, she was pretty much beat down by Simona Halep, but this year's top seed at the French Open, and this year she totally turned it around in reverse course, and she was just flawless on the clay. Clay is her best surface, her favorite surface. It was just one of those times where there were two perfect weeks for her, and her taking out Sophia Kenin. Well, Kenin did have a little bit of a leg issue, but even if she didn't have the leg issue, Iga would have been winning the match because she was just on fire, putting things everywhere, retrieving. As far as how does this look for the women's tour? Well, we've had a lot of first-time winners in these past few years, even going far back as the 2017 French Open with Yelena Ostapenko, who also was not seeded either. So, you know, something about Roland Garros and first-time winners of majors or unseeded ones for that. It shows the women how, you know, the women's tour, it can be deep and you can have surprise winners, and it's not like, oh, every top seed is going to beat everybody else. You just don't know. It's competitive. It's deeper than it's been. And it also gives, in a way, gives hope to those young up-and-comers saying, you know, she can do this at 19, I can do it too. You know, and as far as the women's tour is concerned, I believe they only have two more tournaments this year that are actually on the schedule, and that's going to be it. They're not even going to have a year end. So, in essence, this is kind of like the last big tournament of the year for them.
Yeah. Talking with Karen Persaint of Tennis Panorama News here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Karen, I had a chance to speak recently with Martin Blackman, USTA Player Development, and he talked about how the other majors are watching what the U.S. Open did as far as the bubble, and we look for that in Australia and maybe even Japan for the Olympics. Thoughts about next season and how these tournaments are probably going to take away from what we did at the U.S. Open and put it in their formula to continue to have these tournaments?
Yeah, I mean, I have to give the U.S. Open so much credit for, you know, there were a couple of blips here and there with some players being disqualified because of some COVID protocols and all that, but overall, they did a great job. To be quite honest, I'm stunned because I live in the general area of the U.S. Open. So when they said they were going on with it, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, you're kidding me, right? But, yeah, they did a good job. And Australia probably will try to use what they did because it basically worked. Basically worked. And it'll be interesting to see how the tournaments do things next year, the big ones especially. I mean, the majors and the things like Indian Wells and Miami. We'll see what happens. We'll see. I guess the bubble is something we're going to have to live with for who knows how long.
Yeah.
But, yep, it's just the way it is now, and we'll see what happens.
Karen, again... Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm just finish your thought.
No, I was going to say, there's no way we can predict anything.
Sam and I were talking about whether or not they were going to have. I wasn't sure. Go ahead, Mr. Crenshaw.
No, I'm going to say that this year is proof. 2020 is proof. We can't predict anything.
Yeah, and this whatever's going on here is getting. It's going to change because everybody's now coming back inside. But then when that event happens down in Australia, it will be summer, obviously. So again, there's just so many moving parts to all of this. And obviously, we'll be checking back in with you. And next time I need to get in touch with you, I'm going to just send you a text. I'm just gonna send you a text. Actually, I might do carrier pigeon. I don't want to cause no problems at the house. Karen Pisano, you enjoy your day, enjoy the match, and thank you as always for being a part of the show here and bringing perspective.
All right, thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.